Weather affects local school districts. Taking a look at your 9 o'clock report, I'm Michaela Madison. These following districts are closed today as a result of the weather. Claymont, Ridgewood, and Sandy Valley local schools. Those districts closed today. And a number of districts running on a two-hour delay, including Buckeye Career Center, Conotton Valley, Coshocton City Schools, Dover, East Holmes, Immaculate Conception School, Indian Valley, Newcomerstown. Again, these schools running on a two-hour delay, as well as New Philadelphia City Schools, Starlight School, Strasburg, Tuscarawas Central Catholic, Tuscarawas Valley Local Schools, and West Holmes. To see a complete list and always stay up to date with the latest school closings and delays, visit WTUZ.com. In other news this morning, police confirm a man is recovering after a reported stabbing in downtown Dover early Saturday morning. Police confirm the incident took place around 3 a.m. in the parking lot of the Dover flea market. Now, officials say friends reportedly took the victim first to Union Hospital. He was later taken by life flight to a hospital in Akron. As of yesterday afternoon, he was in stable condition. Dover police confirm a suspect is in custody, although no names have been released. The investigation continues. In lighter news, Buckeye Career Center opening the school to 11 selected community leaders in recognition of Career Technical Education Month. Public Relations Coordinator Cheyenne Carroll says the director for a day event is tomorrow and each guest will attend 4 labs.
To spend the day with us, they get to interact with our students, with our instructors, with our administration, and really just see what's happening during the school day here at Buckeye.
Those individuals will be paired with a career-related lab to give comments and see what education and training students at BCC receive. Carroll adds participants will also tour non-related labs.
Some different programs that maybe they might not have realized we even have here at Buckeye, but they get to experience it and kind of open their eyes to what we have.
Buckeye Ambassador students will guide the directors to each scheduled lab. And the annual carnation sale is next week to benefit Dover Rotary Charities. It's happening Tuesday, February 13th from 4 until 6 p.m. and on Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. They will be at Fun Days in New Philadelphia and Softies in Dover. Carnations are $20 per dozen. In state news, Ohio issuing a $1 million contract to a New Jersey company to operate a toll-free helpline for medical marijuana patients, caregivers, and physicians. Cleveland.com reports the helpline will be operated by Extra Step Assurance from a call center in Bell Fountain in central Ohio. The company is a subsidiary of Direct Success Incorporated, which has been operating a national marijuana helpline there since February 2017. The contract amount covers a 3-year period. And in sports, if you haven't heard, a new Super Bowl champion. The Philadelphia Eagles have had their first ever Super Bowl title. They defeated the favored New England Patriots last night in Super Bowl 52 from Minneapolis, 41-33. Nick Foles, backup quarterback for the Eagles, won the Super Bowl MVP. And now a look this morning at your Z Country forecast.
Early day snow showers will be ending. A mix of sunshine and clouds will follow with a cold high in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with light snow after midnight, low temperature 21. Light snow will end Tuesday morning. Snow accumulation tonight into Tuesday morning, generally less than an inch. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the lower 30s. Snow developing Tuesday night, especially after midnight into Wednesday, could mix with some ice and rain in the afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-30s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Don't forget to send news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison.